We're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark for all the play-by-play action. Here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's the series opener and the final series of the year between two close rivals, the Dunedin Blue Jays and Clearwater Threshers. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson in with you. Thanks for joining us in time for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. The Blue Jays are 23-23 in the second half, with just 18 games remaining. That puts them 7 games out of first place, behind the first place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. And that deficit stayed right at 7 games all last week as the Mighty Muscles won 4 straight at the same time as the Blue Jays winning 4 straight at Bradenton. The Threshers, the first half champs in the Florida State League West, have had a tough second half. They're 14-32 in the half, but overall they're 57-55. Just so happens the same record as the DJs coming into this week's series. Between two teams that have really changed a lot since the last time they got together. The last time these two teams squared off was the week of the 4th of July. A series split between here at BayCare Ballpark and back home at TD Ballpark. Joey Votto was still on the roster for the Jays then, and of course, neither team had members of the 2024 draft class, which hadn't been drafted yet. Now, many of those 2024 draft picks have joined each of these teams, and we'll be talking about that throughout the broadcast. You look at this Threshers squad. Even though they're 14-32 and a half, a lot of these guys on their present roster are not the ones that are responsible for that poor record in the half. So they're going to be going into the playoffs with a handful of draftees from their draft class, including Dante Norrie, their first-round selection in this year's draft out of high school, and a number of others that we'll be talking about tonight. So that's a little bit of a preview of the Threshers squad. And Clearwater didn't have a bad week last week. They split with Tampa 3-3 here at BayCare Ballpark, while the Blue Jays took 4 out of 6 from Bradenton, winning the first 4 and then losing the last 2. So Blue Jays trying to get back on the right track here tonight in the series opener with the Threshers. Let's preview tonight's pitching matchup for you. It features Gage Stanifer for the Jays, the righty, and Juan Amarante, the lefty, for the Threshers. Let's start with Gage Stanifer. The 20-year-old right-hander stands at 6'3", 201 pounds, drafted by Toronto in the 19th round in 2022. Stanifer's last outing was strong last week at Bradenton, 4 innings. No runs, he walked 2 and only struck out 1, but was pretty efficient, 52 pitches. And that was Gage's first scoreless outing since June 2nd. Against St. Lucie. So a strong outing for Stanifer after a bit of a rough patch during his July. So it looks like Gage has started to turn a corner. Overall in the season, Stanifer with a 6.30 ERA with a 3-4 record and 15 appearances, 14 of them starts. Stanifer will be opposed by Juan Amarante. Amarante, the 19-year-old southpaw, stands at 5'10", 177 pounds. Spent most of the season with Florida Complex League Phillies, where he posted a 3.38 ERA in 45 and a third innings, so he was dominant there. Here in single A, he hasn't been quite as effective. In 4 appearances, 3 of them starts, he's thrown 17 innings and allowed 12 earned runs. That's a 6.35 ERA. Opponents hitting 3.04 against Amarante, a native of Venezuela. So we'll see what Amarante brings to the table this week. Last week, he had a really strong start. Against Tampa, he went 6 innings, only allowing 1 earned run while striking out 8. So he's a guy who certainly can be effective. And we'll see if last week carries over into tonight. We're getting you set for game one of a six-game set between the Jays and the Threshers. Blue Jays lead the season series 7-5 as it stands right now. So it's been a competitive series with a handful of fun games, especially for the Jays here at BayCare Ballpark. And Blue Jays, in their first trip to BayCare Ballpark this season, took 3 games from the Threshers in front of some huge crowds. We're expecting another big crowd here tonight. We'll step aside for a break and come back with the starting lineups next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
We are just minutes away from Tuesday night baseball at BayCare Ballpark. Blue Jays and Clearwater Threshers getting set for the series opener. Let's get you the starting lineups first for the visitors, the Dunedin Blue Jays. Nick Mitchell will lead it off and play center. Arjun Namala will bat second and play shortstop. Aaron Parker is the DH, while Sean Keyes is the cleanup man playing third base. Edward Duran is over at first base, hitting fifth. Manny Beltre back in the lineup playing second base and hitting sixth. J.R. Freethy is out in left, batting seventh. Brock Tibbetts will catch and hit eighth. And Joan Helaponte rounds it out, batting ninth and playing right. Time for the anthem. Let's take a listen in and then get you Clearwater's lineup and first pitch.
Stripes and bright stars.
How about that rendition of our nation's national anthem by a youngster, young lady? I don't know if she can be any older than 6 or 7 years old. And that was outstanding. Talk about carrying a tune. My goodness. So now that we're all fired up for baseball, how about the starting lineup for the Clearwater Threshers, the homestanding Threshers? And it starts with Starlin Caba leading off and playing shortstop. Caba, the Phillies' number 5 prospect. Dante Norrie will bat second and play center field. Norrie, Philadelphia's first-round draft pick just last month. Devin Saltabon is the second baseman, batting third. Eduardo Tight is the catcher, batting cleanup. T.J. Walton is out in left, hitting fifth. Carson DeMartini is over at third base, batting sixth. Caden Hettiger is over at first, batting seventh. John Spikerman is the right fielder, batting eighth. And Brady Day rounds it out as the DH. That's the lineup and the defense behind starting pitcher Juan Amarante. Amarante, the southpaw, native of Venezuela, turned 20 years old back in April. Amarante coming off a really strong start, one of the better starts of his professional career last week against Tampa. 6 innings, just 1 earned run with 8 strikeouts. However, he did walk 4. So Amarante's command at times can be an issue. He's coming off a really strong campaign in the Florida Complex League. But here at Single A, obviously a bit of a step up. Amarante has wrapped up his warm-up tosses, and he's set to face Nick Mitchell, the Blue Jays leadoff man. Mitchell, left-handed batter, had Sunday off. Comes into this one having played 8 games. He's 8 for 30, a .267 average, after hitting well over .300 this spring at Indiana University. Here we go. Amarante deals and gets a called strike on a fastball in the low outside corner. And we are underway at 6:31 Eastern Time. The kick and the 1-0, rather the 0-1, is a called strike two. So it's quickly 0-2 on Mitchell. Scoreboard operator thought that first pitch was a ball. Now the 0-2. Swing and a foul tip off the catcher, Tait. We'll do it again. Mitchell, the Blue Jays' fourth-round selection out of IU. Prototypical leadoff guy. Contact first hitter. Not an easy guy to pitch to. Stands at 5'10". The next 0-2 is dribbled foul, first base side. And the battle continues. Blue Jays suiting up in their traveling gray jerseys today. Dunedin across the chest in blue and white. Same with the numbers on the back, with gray pants and blue caps. Another 0-2. Fastball misses down and away. 1-2. Threshers in their alternate red tops with a shark logo on the left chest. White pants with red pinstripes and red caps. The 1-2 is slapped foul into some empty seats on the third base side. We'll do it again. Game time temperature is 88 degrees. A little bit balmy. Another 1-2. Breaking ball chopped fair down to first base. Hettiger gloves it. Flips to Amarante, who can't beat Mitchell to the bag. He's safe. It's a hustle leadoff single for Nick Mitchell to open the ball game after a long AB. In the end, pays off. So here's Arjun Namala. No score, top of the first, just getting started. Namala went 1-for-4 in Sunday's series finale in Bradenton. Blue Jays took that series 4-2. Left-handed thrower, right-handed batter. First pitch to Arjun. Instead, Amarante slings it over to first. Mitchell's back in standing. Namala, the Blue Jays' number 5 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, last year's first-round draft pick. Out of high school, just up the road, outside of Tampa. First pitch. Fastball breezes inside. It's 1-0. Mentioned that fastball for Amarante. Sits in the low 90s. Averages right around 92 miles an hour. From the stretch, Amarante kicks and fires. Misses low and in. Two balls, no strikes on Argent. Amarante also throws a curveball. That's his primary breaking pitch. Throws that about a quarter of the time. Also a changeup, 12% in terms of usage. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Namala swings away and bounces it foul. Got a fastball in the upper part of the zone. It's 2-1. So after that 1-for-4 outing on Sunday, Namala hitting .216 on the year in 66 games. What stands out is the pop, and as a result, his OPS, 2-1. Is hammered past the reach of the third baseman DeMartini into the corner and left. Mitchell flying around second base, getting the wave around third. Here comes the relay to the plate. It is late. Mitchell's in there safely. Arjun Namala's into second standing with an RBI double. Blue Jays strike first in the first. It's 1-0. Speaking of pop, there it is, 101 miles an hour off the bat. And Namala picks up RBI number 37 on his campaign. Back-to-back knocks to open the ball game for the Jays. Runner on second for Aaron Parker. First pitch to the right-handed batter. Curveball misses up. Didn't curve enough. It's 1-0. Parker went 0-for-4 on Sunday in Bradenton with a strikeout, and that snapped an 11-game on-base streak for him. The set, the pitch. Parker lays off the high cheddar. Fastball high, two balls, no strikes. Parker, Toronto's sixth-round pick out of UCSB. He's turned into an everyday staple down the stretch of the season for the Blue Jays. Waits on the 2-0 pitch. It's on the way. He swings away and mashes it into left. Walton back. It's over his head and off the wall on the fly. Namala jogs around third base and scores with ease. Aaron Parker swaps spots with him. He's into second with an RBI double. Make it 2-0 Blue Jays in the first. Blue Jays jumping all over Amarante in this first inning. That sparks a mound visit from Gustavo Armas, the pitching coach. The aptly named pitching coach at that. Armas, A-R-M-A-S. Still no outs. Sean Keyes due up. This is a Blue Jays squad that is really swinging it well. Early in the week last week at Bradenton, but then kind of slowed down over the weekend. Blue Jays had left 10 men on base in three straight games coming into action tonight and struggled hitting with runners in scoring position. Not so far tonight. First pitch to Keyes is swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. This is a lefty-on-lefty matchup. A one toss to Keyes. Is fouled off back to the on-deck circle. Quickly 0-2. Keyes, another 2024 draftee. This is his ninth game with the DJs, hitting .226 across. With one homer, seven runs driven in, including six last week. The 0-2 pitch. Is tapped foul at the plate. Keyes stays alive. We'll do it again. Blue Jays hold a 2-0 lead. Top of the first inning. Instant offense against Amarante. Gives a look out at Parker at second. Deals home, and Keyes checks his swing on a curveball low and away. One ball, two strikes. Digging into the metrics on Amarante, most of the damage against him comes on either his fastball or that changeup. His curveball largely has been effective. He's ready for the 1-2, and Keyes swings and misses on the fastball on the outside edge. And that's a long-awaited out number one for Juan Amarante. Brings up Edward Duran. Parker on second base. Blue Jays with a two spot here in this first. Leading 2-0 out of the gate. First pitch to Edward. Curveball misses. Low ball one. Josh Runge is calling balls and strikes tonight. At least relaying the calls from the ABS system upstairs. It's a computer zone. The pitch. Low and in, two balls, no strikes. Drew Buffelli is the field umpire. Duran coming off a strong day on Sunday, went 2-for-4. Brings his average up to 246 on the year. The pitch. Edward jumps out of the way of a fastball, low and in. Three balls, no strikes. Duran has nearly walked just as much as he struck out this year, so a patient AB. Something that we're used to seeing from Duran. He'll take all the way here. Zamorante comes set and unfurls the 3-0. Parker takes off, and Duran swings and lines it to the shortstop. Caba, he doubles off Parker with ease at second base. And just like that, the inning is over. So much for taking all the way. However, the Blue Jays open the ball game with three straight knocks, including RBI doubles from Namala and Parker. Through a half, it's the Blue Jays 2. Threshers coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays jump on Clearwater starter Juan Amarante for two first-inning runs. So Gage Stanifer, Blue Jays starter, pitching with a 2-0 lead. First pitch to Starlin Caba, misses outside ball one. Caba, Clearwater's leadoff man, a switch hitter batting from the left side. Stanifer's 1-0 toss. Fastball zips in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. Caba had Sunday off. He's Philadelphia's number 5 prospect at just 18 years old. 1-1 is grounded towards the middle and through the middle into center. Starlin Caba picks up a leadoff single. He's got good speed. So he's aboard in front of Dante Norrie. A left-handed batter and Philadelphia's first-round draft pick in this year's draft. First pitch to him. He takes a fastball for a called strike at the very top of the zone. It's 0-1. 2-0 Jays over the Threshers. Nori played on Sunday, went 0-3. Chaba dances off first. Pickoff throw over there is late. Really unique leadoff there from Chaba. Took a huge jump towards second and then jumped back towards first. Look at jumping bean over there. He's all over the place. Durant still holding him on. Stanford deals, and the 0-1 misses outside. One ball, one strike. Gage comes into this one with a 6.30 ERA. The pitch. Sails high. Two balls, one strike. That ERA for Gage in 50 innings with Dunedin this season. 15 appearances, 14 of them starts. He's only faced Clearwater once this year. 2-1, there goes Cobbett. Check swing, misses up. Throw down is in time to get him. Chaba caught stealing by Brock Tibbetts. Chaba with blistering speed has only been caught now three times in 16 games with the Threshers. He's got 11 stolen bags, but not one there. He's out number one. 3-1 pitch to Nori. A rip and a miss on a high fastball. 95 on the gas from Stanford. A little bit higher than we usually see it. Gage back to the windup. His payoff pitch. Nori lines it shallow center. It drops down for a knock. So Nori replaces Chaba on first base. It's a one-out single. Here's Devin Saltabon. Blue Jays holding a 2-0 lead. Bottom one. Game one of a six-game set. Between two teams separated by just 15 minutes. Righty on righty here. First pitch to Saltabon. Slider misses outside. It's 1-0. Saltabon is now one of just few players on this Clearwater team that has spent the whole season here with the Threshers. The set, the 1-0. Saltabon takes a called strike. Slider nibbles the outside edge. Good pitch there. It's 1-1. This is Saltabon's 92nd game. Hitting 235 across. 1-1. He takes a strike. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. Stanford out in front, 1-2. Where Saltabon doesn't hit for average, he makes up for in power. 16 homers, 770 OPS, above average. The 1-2, runner goes from first, pitch down and away, throw down is late. Nori just gets in there. So he does what Chaba couldn't and steals a base against Brock Tibbetts. It was a good throw from Brock, from his knees on a pitch low and away on a breaking ball, and he made it close. Not an easy thing to do. So the count is two balls, two strikes. Score is 2-0 Blue Jays, bottom one. Nori out there in scoring position for Saltabon, who's driven in 50 runs. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider way outside, got Saltabon to chase, and he's out number two. First strikeout for Stanford tonight. Still early yet. Obviously, only the bottom of the first, but this first inning is any indication. Stanford's got his good stuff tonight. Here's Eduardo Tite. First pitch. Misses low and in. It's 1-0. Tite, Philadelphia's number 5 prospect, a native of Panama. Tite spelled T-A-I-T. Tite. 1-0. He lays off a slider up and away, and it glances off Tibbetts' mid all the way to the backstop, and that allows Nori to move from second to third. So a run 90 feet away for the Threshers in the bottom of the first, trying to respond to the Blue Jays' two runs in the top half. So Tyeat, a consensus top 30 guy for the Phillies, signed just last January. 1-0. Rather, 2-0, misses up. Three balls, no strikes. I guess that would be January of last year. January 2023, Tyeat was signed. He's just 17 years old. 3-0 pitch. Swung on and popped up high in the air to left. Routine for J.R. Freethy. He's camped, makes the catch. Inning over. Damage averted for Gage Stanifer. He allows two hits, strikes out one, and tosses up a zero on the line score. We're through one. It's the Blue Jays two. The Threshers nothing on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Under a mostly cloudy sky in Clearwater, Blue Jays lead 2-0 as we go to the top of the second inning. Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday night. Blue Jays coming off a series win last week, trying to start this series off on the right foot against the first-half champion Threshers. It'll be Beltre, Freethy, and Tibbetts due up against Juan Amarante in the second inning. Starting with Manny, who's had the last 3 days off. Yesterday's scheduled day off. Didn't play Sunday or Saturday for the Jays. First pitch to him. The righty takes a called strike. Fastball on the outside edge. 0-1. Beltre hitting 231 on the year. Swings and misses. Change up low and in. Quickly 0-2. Manny calls time. Beltre at 5'10". Listed on the roster at 155, but a lot closer to 200. He's put on a lot of muscle since that measurement was taken when he was signed. The 0-2 outside, one ball, two strikes. Beltre in a bouncy stance from the right side, straight away. The 1-2 to him. And swung on and popped up shallow center. Norrie races in, slides, and makes the catch. Boy, did he make that look easy. Out number one. Brings up J.R. Freethy. Switch hitter. He'll bat from the right side here against the southpaw Amarante. Kick and the first pitch. Misses downstairs. Ball one. Freethy went 0-1 on Sunday. Blue Jays 2-1 loss down in Bradenton. He walked and also struck out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball on the outside edge. One ball, one strike. Freethy riding an 8-game on base streak. The pitch to him. Down and inside. Two balls, one strike. So in just a short time with the Blue Jays, Freethy is really made a strong impression as an on-base guy. Somebody you want in the leadoff spot or the ninth spot. 2-1. Fastball called strike. just on the outside edge is 2-2. At least by conventional baseball wisdom, somebody you want as a wraparound guy, and that's mainly the role he's played. 2-2. Tapped foul behind home plate. We'll do it again. Blue Jays lead 2-0. Top of the second inning. Freedy hitting 250 in 8 games. 750 on base plus slugging. 2-2 again. Check swing on a slider low and in. He went, according to Drew Buffelli, a field umpire. And so JR's down on strikes. Rare chase from him. Two up, two down for Amarante after a rocky first inning. Base is empty for Brock Tibbetts. 2-0 Jays. First pitch. Brock takes a called strike on the slow curveball at the bottom of the zone. The pitch. Down and outside. 1-1. Tibbetts picked up 2 hits on Sunday, went 2-for-4 with a double. The 1-1 is slapped the opposite way and threw into right. It was a gaping hole on the right side of the infield for Tibbetts. He saw that and said, you know what? I'm just going to park it right through there if you don't mind. 2-out single for Tibbetts. Extends the inning for Joan Helaponte. Blue Jays trying to tack on to a 2-0 advantage, top two. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. First pitch from Amarante. Swung on and fouled back. Big hack from Aponte. It's 0-1. Joan Hell, the well-built right-handed batter. Does not get cheated on his swings. Hitting 182 in 73 games. He's ready for the 0-1. Curveball tumbles in there for a called strike on the outside corner. 0-2. Aponte with 4 homers, including one last week, his first since May. Amarante sets the belt, deals home, and Aponte fouls it off first base side, and it's into the seats. Right below a fan in a Florida State League t-shirt. Oh, what a deep cut that is. You've got to be a baseball diehard to have a shirt with the minor league logo. 0-2. Called strike 3. Curveball at the bottom of the zone. Sets down Aponte. And the inning is over. Juan Amarante bounces back to put up a 0 on the line score after allowing 2 runs in the first. Score holds. Blue Jays 2, Threshers nothing. Going to the bottom of the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Bye.
bottom of the second inning in Clearwater. Blue Jays lead the Threshers 2-0. Gage Danifer deals the first pitch to T.J. Walton. Swung on and missed on a high fastball. 94 on the gun, and it's 0-1. Danifer worked around two singles for a scoreless first. 0-1. Walton takes a high fastball that time. One ball, one strike. Walton, a top 30 Phillies prospect, number 21 according to MLB Pipeline. 1-1 to him. Big swing and a miss. Fastball on the inside part of the plate. That's 1-2. 95 on the fastball from Stanifer. His average fastball coming in sat at 92. The 1-2 is a called strike three. All gas from Gage for the strikeout.
96 for the Threshers. Third baseman number 8, Carson Lee Martini.
Base is empty for Carson DeMartini. Two strikeouts now for Stanifer, preserving a 2-0 Blue Jays lead in the bottom of the second. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. DeMartini takes up and away. It's 1-0. DeMartini went 2-for-5 on Sunday. 12-9 win for the Threshers over Tampa. 1-0. Fastball called strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1. DeMartini, Philadelphia's fourth-round draft pick out of Virginia Tech. College teammates with Eddie Micheletti. 1-1. Skips out in front of the plate. DeMartini takes. Two balls, one strike. DeMartini already on MLB Pipeline's top 30 Phillies prospect list. At 17. Stanifer's 2-1. Fastball misses up. Three balls, one strike. So Gage well behind here. Hitters count against DeMartini. Stanifer working from the line. Holds the mitt in front of his face. Reads the sign. Kicks and fires. And DeMartini takes outside. Fastball missed. And it's a one-out walk. Man aboard for Caden Hediger.
97 for the Threshers. First baseman number 17, Caden Hediger.
Hediger, one of three switch hitters in the Threshers lineup. You don't see that many these days in the same lineup. So Hediger batting from the left side. Had a three-hit day on Sunday. First pitch. Leans back. Gets out of the way of a fastball. 1-0. DJ's 2. Clearwater nothing. Bottom 2. Hediger was a single shy of the cycle on Sunday. Stanifer throws over to first. It's late. DeMartini gets a hand back in there. That has to be really a weird feeling as a ball player, right? Hitting for the cycle is always a big accomplishment, something that is on a lot of guys' bucket lists. 1-0 has popped up high in the air on the third base side. Keys camped under it, makes the catch. Hediger set down for out number 2. Here's John Spikerman. Spikerman, another switch hitter. Played 4 games last week and went 5-for-14. Some of his first games as a pro. Third round draft pick in this year's draft for the Phillies. First pitch from Stanifer. It is a called strike, 0-1. So talking about Hediger's game on Sunday. 3-for-5, a single shy of the cycle. A cycle always a big deal in baseball. If you fall a single shy, you can't really be disappointed, right? 0-1. Inside. One ball, one strike. But I'm sure Hediger had at least a small feeling of what if. The set and the 1-1. Swing and a foul back into the screen. One ball, two strikes. Good buzz about the ballpark tonight. Looking around the seating bowl below us, good amount of Blue Jays representation. Stanifer throws, and Spikerman swings and misses over a changeup, and the inning is over. Stanifer strikes out two, leaves DeMartini on first base after a one-out walk. We're through two. Blue Jays 2, Threshers nothing on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network from Clearwater.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Top of the lineup due up against Juan Amarante for the Blue Jays, as they already have a 2-0 lead as we go to the top of the third inning. Blue Jays tallied two runs in the first on RBI doubles from Namala and Parker. They're both due up here against Amarante. First pitch to Mitchell, turns out of the way of a curveball. It's 1-0. Mitchell started that first inning rally with just a little tapper for an infield single. 1-0. Down and outside. Two balls, no strikes. And you can really credit that single to Mitchell's hustle. He sent a tapper back behind first base. 2-0. He swings away and flies it deep left center. Norrie on the run. It's Walton who reaches out and can't make the catch. Drops onto the track. Mitchell rounding second. Heading for third. He's in standing. Talk about the wheels from Nick Mitchell. First AB, an infield single, and the second AB, a triple. Brings up Arjun Namala. Brings the infield in. Mitchell doing an excellent job setting the table early in this game. Blue Jays 2, Clearwater nothing. Top 3, first pitch to Namala. Swing and a foul tip off the catcher, Tyeep. And a little bit of pain. He's all right. So how about the two guys standing at home plate right now? Tyeep, the catcher, 17 years old in single A. And Namala, the batter, 18 years old. Doesn't turn 19 until October. Florida State League getting younger and younger. A one toss. Namala swings and foul tips a changeup that time into Tyeet's mitt. 0-2. Arjun had that RBI double in the first. Continuing to pound the ball for extra bases. Really on a consistent basis. Extra bases, basis. 0-2. Curveball misses up just barely. Tyeet thought it was strike three. Instead, 1-2 on Namala. Amarante sets the belt, reads the sign, fires, and Namala dribbles it slowly on the third base side. Amarante gloves it, bobbles, everybody's safe. Mitchell home from third. Make it 3-0 Jays in the third. No extra bases needed there for Argent. His second RBI of the night. Brings up Aaron Parker with a man on first base. Still no outs in the top of the third. Parker lashed a double into left. Sailed over the head of T.J. Walton. Off the wall on the fly. First pitch. He takes a called strike on a sinking fastball. Low outside edge. 0-1. Parker, a short, stocky build. Very muscular. 0-1. Outside. 1-1. Parker at 5'9". 208. Every bit of 208 pounds in the right-handed batter's box. Looks like a fullback. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fading changeup from Amarante. That wasn't going to be a strike. Well outside. It's 1-2. Wind is breezing out to right field tonight at BayCare Ballpark, which is played as a hitter's park all year long. The kick and the pitch is bounced foul off Parker. We'll do it again. Quite the run for the Blue Jays here as the season starts to wind down in terms of playing in hitter's parks. Ballpark that has seen the most homers in the league this season is Lecom Park down in Bradenton. We were there last week. 1-2. High fly ball into right. Spikerman trailing back in front of the track. Slows down, makes the catch. Parker is out number one. Namala back to first, and here's Sean Keyes. Keyes struck out his first time in the first. Blue Jays with a run in, top of the third. It's 3-0. Three runs on six hits in the early going against Amarante, who's throwing 52 pitches. First pitch to Keyes. Is lined into left, right at T.J. Walton. He takes a few steps in and puts it away. Quick out number two. Amarante will welcome any quick outs with open arms. Here's Edward Duran. Duran lined out to the shortstop Caba in the first. Hit it hard on a 3-0 pitch where Duran knew he made a mistake. First pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Swung over a changeup there. So Edward was really frustrated with himself going back to the dugout. He hit his bat against his helmet because the steal was on. Aaron Parker was moving from second to third on the pitch. And Duran missed that sign. 0-1 skips out in front of the plate. Tait knocks it down. 1-1. So even though Duran hit the ball hard, got a good pitch to hit, almost lined it into left for what would have been an RBI single, it was a mistake because he should have taken the pitch because the steal was on. I'm sure he'll learn from that. 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Duran has absolutely crushed lefties. He's the best Blue Jays hitter against left-handed pitching this season. 345 hitter. He's out in front 2-1. Amarante throws, and the pitch is tapped to shortstop. Caba charges and flips the short way to second in time to get Namala on the force, and that ends the frame. Blue Jays score again, and an RBI infield single from Namala drives in Mitchell after a leadoff triple. Our new score, Blue Jays 3, Threshers zip, going to the home third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, You can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Three nothing Blue Jays as we go to the bottom of the third in Clearwater. First offer to Brady Day is called strike. Fastball on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays starter Gage Stanifer pitching comfortably with this 3-0 lead. He rocks and deals, and Day flies it the opposite way. Out of play. Third base side. Quickly 0-2. Lights have been flipped on at BayCare Ballpark. Under a mostly cloudy sky. 0-2 pitch. Day checks his swing and didn't go. One ball, two strikes. Day, another left-handed batter, the DH tonight. Went 3-for-5 on Sunday with a double. Stanifer gazes in for the sign. Has it and throws. And Day takes in. No, it's a called strike three. That pitch looked up and in, but then all of a sudden, surprise, strike three called. Third strikeout for Stanifer in the last two innings. Here's Starlin Caba. He singled his first time and then was caught stealing. First pitch, he squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes a pitch outside. No surprise that time. Fastball was close, but it's still ball one. 3-0 Jays, bottom three. The pitch. Called strike. Evens the count, 1-1. Home plate umpire Josh Runge's strike call. It's a 1-1 is swung on and fouled back. Now Gage out ahead, 1-2. Runge's strike call has been somewhat delayed, and that might not be his fault. He might be getting the calls from upstairs a little bit delayed. The 1-2 is lined out of play. Third base side. We'll do it again. Caba known for his contact skills and his glove. Another young gun. Philly's number four prospect. The pitch. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. Caba spent most of the season in the complex league before his late July call-up. The 2-2 is bounced down to first base. Duran moves back, gloves it, dashes for the first base bag, and steps on it. Two up, two down for Stanifer in the bottom of the third. There's Dante Norrie. Walks up to smooth operator. Unique walk-up song choice. First pitch to him. The lefty takes a called strike on a slider that nibbles the outside edge. 0-1. I guess smooth operator is also pretty apt considering how Norrie plays defense. 0-1. Low and away. One ball, one strike. Norrie made a nice sliding catch in shallow center to open the top of the second inning. Set down Manny Beltre. 1-1. Swinging a foul back. It's 1-2. Norrie, a high school draft pick in the first round this year, just like Gage Stanifer was in the 19th round in 2022. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a foul tip off Brock Tibbetts. Couldn't hang on for strike three. We'll do it again. Blue Jays in the catbird seat, 3-0. Bottom of the third inning, in front of a big Tuesday night crowd, just about as big as you'll see in the Florida State League. Stanifer reads the sign, kicks and fires, and misses inside. Fastball close to the zone, but it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Stanifer, outside of a few exceptions, has really been just right around the zone. His pitch count at 48 and climbing, though. From the first base side, the 2-2 pitch. Roped into right at Joan Helaponte. Moves towards the line, makes the catch. And Stanifer works the bottom of the third in 1-2-3 fashion. He's up to 4 strikeouts through 3 scoreless innings, helping the Blue Jays to a 3-0 lead. Here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays 3-0. As we go to the top of the fourth inning, Manny Beltre set to lead it off, and the first pitch from Juan Amarante is taken for a called strike. 0-1. Manny 0-1 with a little flare out to center field. Nice catch made by Dante Norrie. 0-1. Change up buried in the dirt. 1 ball, 1 strike. Manny calls time as it looks like he's got maybe something stuck in his eye. Beltre leans over at the waist, picking at his eye with his batting glove. And now he digs back in. Count is 1-1. Amarante deals, and Beltre lines it into left. Walton comes in and makes the catch. Beltre 0-2 now. Base is empty for J.R. Freely. Jays hold a 3-0 advantage. Top of the fourth inning of the series opener between these clubs. It's been an interesting year for these teams. First pitch. Misses out in front of the plate. It's 1-0 on Freely. Struck out swinging against Amarante in the second. But all things considered, 1-0. Freethy takes a called strike on a fastball, 1-1. Both teams with identical records, 57-55, coming into action tonight. The 1-1. Freethy bounces it foul off the front ankle. He's behind 1-2 now. That's the wonderful thing about baseball and about sports. You can take two very different directions and still end up in the same place. The 1-2. Freedy lays off a curveball up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Clearwater got off to a red-hot start. Won the first half title. 2-2 on the way. Freedy swings and misses and a tumbling changeup. Two up, two down. And the Blue Jays fourth. Here's Brock Tibbetts, 3-0 Jays, top four. So Clearwater got off to that red-hot start, led by Aiden Miller, Philly's top prospect. Well, then they won the first half title, and then Miller got promoted. First pitch to Tibbetts outside, it's 1-0. Handful of other guys got promoted to Jersey Shore, to High A, and the roster really took a downturn, 1-0. Tibbetts takes inside. Two balls, no strikes. And Threshers got off to just a dreadful start to the second half. They turned it around a bit lately, but they're still 14-32 in the half. 2-0. Tibbetts takes down and inside. Three balls, no strikes. Brock reached on a single his first time. That was in the second. Big, tall, right-handed batter. Bats from a slight crouch. 3-0 to him. He takes a fastball, letter height, called strike. 3-1. So that's Clearwater, kind of an up and down roller coaster ride, right? The pitch. Tibbetts flares it, shallow right, Spikerman in, and it dumps down in front of him. It's a broken bat single for Tibbetts. He's 2-for-2. He's got a two hit ball game for the second straight game. He extends the inning for Joan Helaponte. Blue Jays trying to tack on to a 3-0 lead. Top of the fourth inning. First pitch from the lefty, Amarante. In there for a called strike at the knees, 0-1. One of those delayed strike calls from Runge, home plate umpire. But, so Clearwater's journey a bit up and down. Many highs, but also a deeper low as the 0-1 misses in, gets away from Tite. And Tibbetts advances to second base. Count is 1-1. You look at the Blue Jays, the highs have been a little bit lower, but the lows have been a little bit higher. Jays have just hovered right around 500 all season long, never too high, never too low. That's how they've gotten to 57-55. 23-23 in the second half. 1-1. Check swing from Aponte. Did he go? No swing, says Buffelli. Field umpire on the appeal. 2-1. It's a great thing about baseball. You never know what you're going to see on any given night, but also throughout the year. 2-1, Aponte crushes it deep to center. Norrie running back, he's got no chance at this one. Off the top of the wall in center. Tibbetts scores from second base, and Aponte stops at second with an RBI double. Blue Jays get the job done with two outs in the fourth. That lead swells to 4-0. That ball was tattooed. 104 on the exit velo, and Aponte hit it just about as far as he could without it being a homer. 414 feet, according to StatCast, if that ball kept flying past the wall. First pitch to Nick Mitchell, leadoff man, misses low and away. That's 1-0. Blue Jays having their way with Amarante. The pitch. Mitchell with a comebacker off Amarante to the shortstop. Cava, he throws to first in time. And Amarante stays on his feet and walks off the field under his own power. Blue Jays continue to pelt Clearwater's lefty now in more ways than one. Wow. Blue Jays tack on another run to their lead with Aponte's RBI double. Tibbetts scores. And it's now 4-0. going to the bottom of the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Gage Stanifer has been strong tonight, now pitching with a 4-0 advantage as we go to the bottom of the fourth in Clearwater. First pitch to Devin Saltabon is lashed into center on a line. Nick Mitchell moves over, makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Saltabon now 0-2. Base is empty for Eduardo Tait. Flight out to left, his first time in the first, and a 3-0 pitch. First pitch to the lefty. Fastball, bottom of the zone, called strike, 0-1. Clearwater threatened Stanifer with two singles in the first, but got nothing out of it. 1-0. Tait chases a changeup down and away. Couldn't hold up his swing. Quickly 0-2. Since then, Threshers have only had one base runner. It was a walk from Carson DeMartini in the second. Stanifer with four strikeouts on the prowl for a fifth. He's got the sign, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Changeup sets him down. Back-to-back nasty change of paces from Stanifer. Two up, two down in the fourth. Here's T.J. Walton. He struck out looking in the second. Righty on righty, first pitch. Walton takes a called strike. That time the slider. It's 0-1. Stanifer has the full mix working. He is dialed. 0-1. Walton takes a rip and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Walton calls time, steps out of the box. Climbs back in. Stanifer wastes no time. Deals the 0-2, and Walton swings and misses on a hellacious slider in the dirt. Tibbetts tosses down to first. Walton is retired, and so is the side in order. Gage Stanifer feeling it tonight. Six strikeouts. Blue Jays lead 4-0. On the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, going to the fifth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays have started their week on the right foot, at least so far. We go to the top of the fifth in Clearwater. It's 4-0 Jays. Juan Amarante is back out for the Threshers. Their left-handed starter deals the first pitch to Arjun Namala. He takes a curveball low, ball one. Amarante has thrown 76 pitches now. He did throw over 90 last week in six innings of one-run ball against Tampa. 1-0. Namala watches a changeup miss outside. Two balls, no strikes. Arjun 2-for-2, halfway to the cycle. RBI double in the first, an RBI single in this third. Swing and a foul back. Count is 2-1. Namala, the long and lanky right-handed batter, waits on the offer and pops it up. Into shallow right, Spikerman shades in, waves his arms in a big circle, and makes the catch. One down, here's Aaron Parker. Parker 1-for-2, ripped a double out to left in the first, and then flied out to right in the third. Parker just got under that fly out. Boy, can he drive the ball the opposite way. We saw that with a homer on Saturday night. Amarante from the wind, he deals. And Parker takes a curveball low and in. 1-0. Blue Jays with 4 runs on 8 hits. No errors. No runs on 2 hits. No errors for Clearwater. 1-0. Up and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Parker mashes it on the ground down to third, and DeMartini smothers it. Long throw to first in time with a stretch from Hediger. Two up, two down in the visitors' fifth. Here's Sean Keyes. Keyes 0-for-2, lined out to left his last time. 4-0 advantage for the Jays on the road. Lefty on lefty, first pitch from Amarante. Swing and a miss, 0-1. These are the nights you think of when you think summer baseball. Good crowd, big buzz in the park, 0-1. Keyes takes up, 1-ball, 1-strike. It's hot. Thankfully, the sun is hiding behind a cloud now. Temperature's on their way down, 1-1. Keyes lays off a curveball downstairs. 2 balls, 1 strike. Only a handful of these games left. Just 18 games remain in the season. 2-1. Keyes checks his swing on a curveball. He went. That's 2-2. Every Tuesday is $1 Tuesday at Bay Care Ballpark. So beers, tickets, hot dogs are all $1. 2-2. Keyes pops it up. And to center. Norrie shades towards right. Calls for it. Puts the squeeze on it. And that ends the inning. For the first time tonight, Blue Jays go down 1-2-3. And their lead remains frozen 4-0. As we go to the home half of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, You can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Gage Stanifer is just one strikeout shy of his career high. He's punched out six and four shutout innings, helping the Blue Jays to a 4-0 lead. Bottom of the fifth inning at BayCare Ballpark, Stanifer will face Carson DeMartini, Caden Hediger, and John Spikerman, 6-7-8 in the Threshers lineup. First pitch to DeMartini, swinging a foul back. It's 0-1. It would not be a stretch to say that based on how Stanifer has pitched tonight, this has been one of his best, if not the best, outings of the year for him. 0-1 misses outside, one ball, one strike. Stanifer takes a breath, kicks and delivers. DeMartini checks his swing, and it's a called strike. Change up low and away, makes it 1-2. Stanifer in four shutout innings last week only struck out one, but today he's found an extra gear, and that fastball has reached up to 95. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to DeMartini. It's clubbed high in the air to left. Freethy moves back in front of the track, has room, and makes the catch. DeMartini out number one. Base is empty for Caden Hediger. Four Zip Jays, bottom five. Hediger 0 for 1 with a pop out to the third baseman Keys in foul territory. First pitch. Hediger batting from the left side, takes up and away. Fastball at 95 there. Boy, has that pitch been lively. Stanifer nods and throws. Hediger swings and misses. Elevated fastball, top of the zone. Got the rip and the miss. It's 1-1. Stanifer, somewhat of a quiet personality. 1-1. Fastball sails high. Two balls, one strike. He's outgoing, conversational, but a lot of the time, not one of the louder guys in the Blue Jays clubhouse. 2-1. Misses up and in. Three balls, one strike. But what really stands out with Stanifer being around him is his work ethic. And he's a quiet worker. Just a guy who puts his head down and grinds. He's behind 3-1 on Hediger. He's going to have to grind this one out if he wants to come back to get him. Here's the pitch. Check swing on a fastball outside. That's ball four. Second walk of the ball game issued by Stanifer. Brings up Spikerman. J.J. Sanchez warming for the Jays. Blue Jays trying to preserve a 4-0 advantage, bottom five. First pitch. Misses up and in. It's 1-0. And now Brock Tibbetts wants to talk things over with Stanifer. try and get that command settled in. Manny Beltre will sprint in as well. So not only does Stanford's work ethic apply to his baseball acumen, spent all last offseason adding velocity. His social media feeds were filled with him just throwing and throwing and throwing. But there is a great example of his work ethic pregame just today. So starting pitchers on their days when they start generally try to take it easy. Every pitcher has a different routine, but a lot of guys just sit in the clubhouse, take it easy, pop their headphones on before it's time to start warming up. Meeting is over. 1-0 to Spikerman. Misses high. Two balls, no strikes. For the Blue Jays, they came over to Bay Care Ballpark a little bit later from TD Ballpark. They take batting practice over at home. Throw their bullpens over there and whatnot. 2-0. Spikerman lays off. High cheddar. Up and away. Three balls, no strikes. And Stanford's in danger of walking back-to-back batters. So when everybody was showering up and the hitters were in their hitters meeting before the bus was departing, Stanford started loading up the bus himself. That's just not something you see from a guy who's starting that same day. Throw over to first is late. Hediger back in with a dive. But Stanford saw some training equipment and took it upon himself to start loading the bus. And that says a lot about him. Hard worker, willing to help others. 3-0. That's in there for a strike. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. 3-1. And of course, that work ethic really suits Stanford well as he's made leaps and bounds this season on the mound. 3-1, low and in. Almost hit Spikerman, and that's back-to-back walks issued by Stanford. Threshers are threatening for really the first time tonight, and that's going to be all for Gage. Jose Mayorga, Blue Jays manager, strides out of the first base dugout, and he's going to take the ball from Stanford as he sits at 70 pitches right now. Blue Jays will take it from Gage, who had some of his best stuff of the season tonight, but falls two outs shy of qualifying for a win. But still, tip of the cap to Stanford, who was electric tonight. Six strikeouts, but he lives in a jam. Gets a nice hand from some folks behind the Blue Jays dugout. Well deserved. We'll have the details on Sanchez when we come back. Blue Jays on top, 4-0.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. After 4 1/3 strong innings from Gage Stanford, he's removed through 70 pitches. And now J.J. Sanchez, the hard-throwing southpaw reliever, is on for Dunedin. Trying to keep the score right where it is, 4-0 Jays. Caden Hediger on second, John Spikerman on first, both walked. Sanchez will face Brady Day, left-handed batter. J.J. comes into this outing with an ERA at 3.07. He spent all of this season here with Dunedin, 30 appearances. His first pitch today is a called strike on a fastball. Outside edge, it's 0-1. Sanchez has thrown 44 innings. Opponent sitting sub-200 against him. One of the Blue Jays' most reliable arms all season. 0-1. Day with a check swing. Did he go? No swing. Says Buffelli on the appeal. The Blue Jays' dugout is barking now. They thought Day went. Day's 0-for-1, struck out looking in the third. Sanchez sets and delivers. And a breaking ball falls in for a called strike. It's 1-2. JJ's last outing was a strong one. Part of an excellent bullpen effort last week on the road at Bradenton all around. 1-2. Buried in the dirt. Tibbetts knocks it down. Keeps both runners at bay. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Blue Jays bullpen collectively last week threw 32 and a third innings to an ERA of 1.95. 7 earned runs. Strong. 2-2. Looped into right. Aponte charging in towards the line. Dives, and he did not hang on. Hettiger advances to third. Spikerman to second, and it's a single for Brady Day to load the bases. Aponte with an all-out diving effort. He gloved the ball, but couldn't hang on. Kind of juggled it, and it ended up in his bare hand. Here's the top of the order in Starlin Caba. Bases full of threshers. Blue Jays leading 4-0. Bottom 5. First pitch. Caba takes a called strike. Fastball on the inside edge. The pitch. Bouncing ball towards the hole at short. Namala gloves it. Throws to third for the out. Not an easy play to make there for Namala, but he cuts down the second leading runner. Hettiger scores from third, and threshers are on the board. RBI fielder's choice for Starlin Caba. So Spikerman is cut down for out number 2. 6-5. So Brady Day advances to second base, and Dante Norrie steps in. Lefty on lefty. First pitch. It's 0-1. The pitch. Low and away. Norrie is 1-for-2. Singled in the first inning and lined out to right his last time in the third. JJ kicks and delivers, and Norrie watches a fastball miss up. 2 balls, 1 strike. Lights are starting to take full effect. Baycare Ballpark. Wind still blowing out towards right center. The 2-1. Norrie takes outside. 3 balls, 1 strike. Norrie is not an easy guy to pitch to. Good bat-to-ball skills, but not a big strike zone either. 5'10", 190 pounds. Sanchez looks at second, now throws home, and the 3-1 misses inside. That's ball 4. Slider didn't break enough. That reloads the bases for Devin Sultabon. And here comes Corey Reardon, Blue Jays pitching coach. Everybody on the infield gathers on the bump. Biggest spot of the ball game for Blue Jays pitching so far tonight. Stanford really been on cruise control before he issued back-to-back walks here. here in this fifth inning with one out. That chased him from the game. Day singled. And then Cobb is fielder's choice, brought in Hediger. That's where we stand right now. Blue Jays in front, 4-1, bottom five. Here's Saltabon. First pitch. Line drive, shallow center, down for a hit. Day scores from third base. Here comes Cabo around third. He scores. Throw goes to third. It's late. We've got a one-run ball game just like that. Two RBI knock for Saltabon makes it 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth. Nori moves from first to third. Saltabon advances to second on the throw. So two men in scoring position for Eduardo Tait. First pitch, swing and a miss. Good slider from JJ. It's 0-1. Lefty on lefty matchup. A matchup between a 17-year-old and Tait and a 24-year-old in Sanchez. Swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2, and Tait steps out of the box. JJ reads the sign, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, he got him on a slider down and outside, and that ends the inning. But not before some damage is done. Clearwater puts up three runs, including two on an RBI knock from Devin Saltabon. Blue Jays lead is sliced down to 4-3 through five on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
So the Blue Jays went to the bullpen and handed the baseball to J.J. Sanchez. The Threshers also go to the bullpen and hand the baseball to A.J. Wilson. Wilson is southpaw, 6'3", 225 pounds. He'll face Edward Duran, Manny Beltre, and J.R. Freethy in a 4-3 ball game in the top of the sixth inning. Blue Jays lead. Led this game 4-0 before Clearwater scored three times in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Duran. The righty takes a slider called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Wilson has made one appearance. He's pitched one inning and allowed one earned run. It's quick math there for a 9 ERA. 0-1 misses outside. Ball, one strike. Wilson, a 12th round draft pick by Philadelphia just last month. He sets and delivers. Duran takes up and away. Two balls, one strike. Wilson, a mountain of a man from Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. Big and burly. He kicks and fires, and Duran twists and misses. All kinds of tied up on a slider. Two balls, two strikes. Wilson working all from the stretch on here in relief of Juan Amarante. Starter went 5-2-2. Duran reaches out and fouls a slider back. We'll do it again. Final line on Amarante. All things considered, it could have been a lot worse. Got off to a rocky start. In five innings, Amarante allowed 8 hits, 4 runs all earned. He didn't walk anybody and struck out 4. Kaser just joining us. Blue Jays tallied 2 runs in the first, 1 in the 3rd, and then 1 more in the 4th. Duran 0 for 2. Widens his stance with 2 strikes. The pitch is popped up first base side, fading towards foul territory. Hediger called off. No, he calls up the catcher, Taib, who makes the catch. 1 down. Blue Jays 4, Threshers 3. Visitor's 6th inning. Manny Beltre steps in. He's also 0 for 2. Fly out to center and a fly out to left. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. First pitch in there for a called strike on a slider. It's 0-1. Wilson lets the left arm hang. Gazes in for the sign. He deals. And Manny takes a called strike 2. Slider at the top of the zone. Wilson drafted by the Phillies at UNC Charlotte. Former player at East Carolina. So he was a teammate with Carter Cunningham for a brief time. 0-2. Beltre takes a called strike 3. Slider on the back door. Just caught the edge. And that's out number 2. So here's Freedy. Freedy 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. Blue Jays looking for some cushion for a 4-3 lead. Top of the 6th. First pitch, Freedy takes a slider, called strike. Whole lot of sliders from Wilson. Primarily fastball slider for him. He reads the sign and unfurls the 0-1. Freedy watches a pitch in the dirt. How's that slider? 1-1. As the night goes along here on Tuesdays, Clearwater, and the fans seem to get a little more vocal, a little more rowdy. Maybe pushing the envelope a little bit more. 1-1, line drive down into left field for a hit. Freedy holds up at first base. He's got a 2-out single. And that extends the inning for Brock Tibbetts. He's 2 for 2. 2 singles on his line. Blue Jays 4, Clearwater 3, top of the 6th. Big man on big man here. Tibbetts against Wilson, first pitch. Brock lays off a slider low and in. Tait snares it and looks Freedy back to first. It's 1-0. So if you listen closely, you can hear more and more yelling as the night goes on. Starts off as kind of just a buzz around the ballpark, and then here in the 6th inning, you see some hecklers. You hear them. 1-0 down and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Then come the 8th inning. They're screaming and yelling every other pitch. Screaming guys' names, looking up their Instagram pages online. It gets rowdy. 2-0. Down and outside, three balls, no strikes. And not exactly a coincidence that it's Dowler Beer Night at Baycare Ballpark. Tibbetts way out ahead here. 3-0 pitch from Wilson. On the way. It's called strike. Fastball splits the plate. 3-1. Freethy with a three-step lead at first. The pitch. Tibbetts jackknifes out of the way of a slider inside. That's ball four. Blue Jays are trying to get a little something cooking with two outs in the top of the sixth. Runners on first and second. That's up to Aponte to keep the line moving. He tattooed an RBI double off the wall in dead center his last time in the fourth. 4-3, Blue Jays in the catbird seat. Top of the sixth. First pitch. Ponte takes a called strike. Slider just caught the outside edge. So it's 0-1. Freethy, a good runner off second. The pitch. Slider low. One ball, one strike. Field playing to pull for Aponte. Second baseman Saltaban near the bag, holding on Freethy. Wilson throws, and Aponte takes a called strike. Fastball in the upper half of the zone makes it 1-2. Wilson has the sign. He kicks and deals, and Aponte takes a slider outside. So the count is two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. Top of the sixth inning. Deuces are wild. The 2-2, Aponte fouls it off, and we'll have a second 2-2 pitch. That one got a piece of his ankle. Ponte in a tall upright stance. Gazes out at Wilson. Another 2-2 pitch. Fastball misses a hair outside. Runs the count full. 3-2. Top of the order, and Nick Mitchell waits on deck. Should we get there? Here comes the payoff pitch. It's on the way. Misses outside. That's ball four. Bases are full of Blue Jays for the leadoff man, Mitchell. And here comes Gustavo Armas. Thresher's pitching coach wants to talk things over with Wilson, who looked sharp to open this inning. Got the first two batters with relative ease. Pop out in foul territory and then a strikeout. And now a single and back-to-back walks have loaded him up for Nick Mitchell. 4-3 Jays, top six. Just a three-party meeting here. Armas, Tait, and Wilson. Quickly becomes a four-man meeting, just for a moment. Plate umpire Josh Runge out to break it up. So Mitchell climbs in. This is a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Mitchell 2-for-3. Singled in the first and then tripled in the third. He scored both times. He's done a nice job as a table setter. First pitch. Slider, called strike. It just hooks on the outside edge, 0-1. Big hole on the left side for Mitchell. Went the opposite way for that three-bagger in the third. The shortstop, Caba, is almost straight up the middle. 0-1. Ground ball towards the middle. Saltabon backhands. The second baseman throws to first, low, but in time. And that gets A.J. Wilson out of the jam. Blue Jays load the bases, but nothing comes of it. And their lead holds at 1. Blue Jays 4, Threshers 3. Going to the bottom of the 6th on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me.
Fans are all kinds of fired up from a t-shirt toss as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning. A slight delay as somebody dropped their t-shirt onto the field. A t-shirt delay. That's a new one. It's the Blue Jays 4, Clearwater 3. First pitch to T.J. Walton from J.J. Sanchez misses up. And it's 1-0. Blue Jays scored the first 4 runs of this game to open up a 4-0 lead before Clearwater responded with 3 in the bottom of the 5th. 1-0 to Walton. He has a called strike on a slider. Top of the zone. 1-1. Walton 0 for 2 with 2 punch outs, both against Gage Staniford. The 1-1. Walton with a slow swing and a miss. A little hesitation there. Didn't look like he really wanted to swing at that pitch, but it would have been a strike either way. Slider well located on the outside corner makes it 1-2. We'll have the final line on Staniford here in a moment. The 1-2 toss. Walton cuts and misses. Strike 3. High fastball got him. 1 down. Nobody on for Carson DeMartini. That final line on Staniford. 4 1/3 innings. 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned. 3 walks, 6 Ks. First pitch to DeMartini, misses up. It's 1-0. So Staniford's line, not exactly one that you look at. 1-0, called strike. It's 1-1. Not a line that you look at if you're not watching the game and think, oh, wow, this guy had a night. But it felt like that watching him. Fastball reached 95. 1-1. DeMartini takes low and away. 2-1. His command was really good until his final inning of work when he walked back-to-back batters, which chased him from the game. The 2-1 pitch. DeMartini pops it up. Third base side. Keys ambles into foul territory. He's under it and makes the catch. Two up, two down for J.J. in the sixth.
First baseman, Caden Hettinger.
Here's Caden Hettinger. Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday night. Larry Larson in with you. Here for you every game the rest of the way. First pitch to Hettinger, called strike. Most of the games beforehand, too. Thanks for joining us throughout the season here on DunedinBlueJays.com. Hettinger walked and scored in the fifth, the pitch. Up and outside, one ball, one strike. So just 18 games remaining in the season, including tonight. Blue Jays, seven games out of a playoff spot. We'll have a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here in a minute. 1-1. Hettinger takes a slider outside. It's 2-1. First place, Fort Myers. Their roster really shifting for a team that's in the thick of a playoff hunt. 2-1. Hettinger swings and misses. Two balls, two strikes. Fort Myers on the road at Tampa. They're losing right now in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 5-2 Tarpons over the Muscles. So if the Blue Jays hang on to their lead here, Tampa hangs on to their lead just across the bay, Blue Jays will pick up a game for the first time in a while. 2-2, swinging a foul back. We'll have a do-over. Out of the box. Now back in. Swings the bat in a big circle. Sanchez fires. And Hettinger swings and foul tips it into Tibbetts' mitt. That ends the inning. Three strikeouts for Sanchez so far. He works a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth. We cruise along to the seventh inning. Blue Jays on top 4-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Nah. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. One-run ball game as we go to the top of the seventh inning in Clearwater. It's the Blue Jays 4 and Clearwater 3. New arm into the ball game for the Threshers. It's the right-hander Bortka. B-O-R-T-K-A. Bortka. Josh Bortka, native of Kansas City, Kansas, enters. He'll face 2-3-4. Blue Jays lineup starting with Arjun Namala. Blue Jays left the bases loaded last inning. First pitch. Namala swings and misses over a sinker. Zone one. Bortka, big right-handed thrower. 6'4", 226. Long limbs. His 0-1. Namala loops it into left, down for a hit towards the line. Walton over to pick it up as Namala takes a big turnaround first and retreats. Leadoff single for Arjun Namala, and it's a three-hit ball game for the 18-year-old. Brings up Aaron Parker. Parker 1-for-3 with an RBI double in the first. The Blue Jays tallied two runs against Juan Amarante, starter for the Threshers. First pitch to Parker. Fastball blazes in, called strike. Right down the chute. It's 0-1. So with tonight's three-hit game for Namala, that's his third three-hit game. 0-1. Misses outside and gets by the catcher, Tait. Namala trots on down to second base. Count is 1-1 on Parker. So all three of Namala's three-hit games have come this month. It's been a strong month for him. After returning from the Florida Complex League Club in July. 1-1. Parker watches a slider upstairs. Two balls, one strike. Namala didn't have a three-hit game in his first 54 games in single A. Now three in the last handful of weeks. 2-1. Parker lays off a fastball high and outside. 3-1. Details on Bortka. This is his 18th appearance. He's thrown 22 innings out of the bullpen to an ERA of 5.73. 35 strikeouts to 9 walks. His 3-1. Namala takes off for third. Pitch misses up and away. Throw down. He's safe. Namala steals third. Parker reaches on a walk. Blue Jays have men on the corners with no outs in the seventh. Here's Sean Keyes. Blue Jays 4, Threshers 3, top 7. Keyes hitless tonight, 0-for-3. Right-handed thrower, left-handed batter, first pitch. Low, ball 1. Lights have taken full effect now, shining down on the faded green grass surface. 1-0. Keyes takes down and inside, and the ball bounces off home plate umpire Josh Runge. Oh, wow. That ball got by Tait. Well, it did get by Tait, but if that ball got by Runge, that probably would have meant a run. Namala, a good runner on third. Regardless, two balls, no strikes. The pitch, that one's a strike. Slider breaks in. Center cut. It's 2-1. Keyes with 7 runs driven in, 6 of them last week. 2-1 to him. Ripping a miss. Over that slider. Good breaking ball there, and Keyes way out in front. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Middle infield at double play depth. The 2-2. There goes Parker, and the pitch is bounced down to first base. Hediger, the first baseman, looks Namala back and then steps on the first base bag. And Keyes is out number 1. However, the Jays stay out of that double play. Parker up to second. So Edward Duran climbs in, and the infield draws in. And on the grass. Golden opportunity for insurance right here for the Jays. Duran 0-for-3. First pitch. Downstairs, ball 1. Duran, with all these new guys on the roster, has maybe been overshadowed a bit, but he's put together one of the strongest second halves on this team. 1-0 toss. Bouncing ball towards the middle and through the middle for a base hit. Namala scores from third. Parker gets the wave around. Throw to the plate is well offline. Duran's up to second. Blue Jays get two on an RBI single from Edward Duran. The lead grows back to 6-4. 6-3, excuse me. In the seventh. Time called, and Gustavo Armas, pitching coach, returns to the mound. Scoreboard got a little overeager. They gave the Blue Jays an extra run. We'll take it. It says 7-3 up there, but it's just 6-3 for now. Meeting is over. And here's Beltre. Beltre's 0-3. Struck out looking his last time in the sixth. First pitch. Pulled foul, third base side. It's 0-1. Duran is a good runner for a catcher, and he's attempted to steal third before. I don't know if he'd try it again here. Blue Jays have wanted to test Tyeet's arm, the 17-year-old behind the plate. 0-1. Beltre waves and misses. Had a slider. It's 0-2. Manny calls time, steps out of the box, takes a deep breath. Bounces his knees up and down as he steps back in. Borka lets the right arm sway back and forth. Now he sets and fires home. Beltre swings and fouls it back. We'll do it again. And if this is the battle of the bullpens the rest of the way, Blue Jays will certainly take their chances based on the way this bullpen pitched last week. 0-2. Outside. Manny takes a fastball. It's 1-2. Thresher's bullpen certainly has not gotten off to a strong start here this week. Borka reads the sign and unloads the 1-2 pitch. Beltre bounces it foul, third base side. He was out in front of a curve, but adjusted. Keeps him alive. Still 1-2. Right side is open for Beltre. Second baseman Saltaban near the bag. 1-2. Downstairs, two balls, two strikes. Good battle here for Manny. Despite his struggles in the second half, he has not gotten overeager, at least most of the time. Borka from the first base side of the slab with a 2-2. And Manny swings and misses on a curveball in the dirt. That time that pitch fooled him. That's out number two. Brings up J.R. Freethy. Blue Jays with two runs in on a two RBI single from Edward Duran. They lead 6-3. On the road at Clearwater. First pitch to Freethy. Up and away. Snap throw down to second is well late. Aggressive throw from Tyeet, keeping an eye on his counterpart, Duran. 1-0 on Freethy. He's 1-3. Singled his last time, last inning. Also struck out twice. 1-0. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike. It's 1-1. So often players say that they get a boost from playing in front of a big crowd. Seems like that's the case tonight for the Jays. 1-1. Curveball up and outside. Two balls, one strike. A player told me once, and Nassim Nunez, now in the big leagues with the Nationals, he said that the quiet games as a player, those are the loudest in your head. 2-1. Freed. Watch the fastball outside. 3-1. When you've got a crowd behind you, it's buzzing like it is tonight. You're just really locked into the game. It helps in a strange way. 3-1. Freedy swings and foul, tips it. Off the catcher, Tait. Got away from Tait. Freedy just barely got a piece of the slider. So it almost looked like a pass ball for a moment. But Duran stays put at second. Count is full. 3-2. Long top of the seventh inning. Bortka trying to end it. He deals home. Freedy checks his swing, and it's a called strike three on a curveball at the bottom of the zone, and that ends the inning. But not before the Blue Jays get two runs a cushion on Edward Duran's two RBI single. Drives in Namala and Parker. Time to stretch at BayCare Ballpark. Blue Jays lead 6-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. It'll be Spikerman, Day, and Starlin Caba in the Threshers' seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh at BayCare Ballpark. Blue Jays lead Clearwater 6-3 in the series opener. J.J. Sanchez back out. First pitch to Spikerman, low and away. The 1-0 is a called strike. 1-1. Spikerman walked in the fifth. Struck out swinging in the second, so he's 0-1. Sanchez worked a 1-2-3 sixth. Got the Blue Jays out of the fifth inning. 1-1 is outside. Two balls, one strike. Blue Jays with six runs on 11 hits. Eight of them against Juan Amarante, Thresher starter. Sanchez delivers. And Spikerman swings and fouls it back. Two balls, two strikes. Spikerman batting from the right side here. After batting from the left side his first two times against Stanifer. Sanchez with a red glove and red cleats. Sets near the chin and throws. Spikerman slaps it into right, fading at Aponte, and he lost it in the lights. Drops in front of him, and he fires it back into the infield to keep Spikerman to a leadoff single. That ball was fading right at Aponte, but He lost it in the LEDs. There's a man on for Brady Day. Day's one for two. Singleton scored his last time. That was in the fifth. First pitch. Fastball blazes up and in. Day leans out of the way. It's one or no. Thresher's got all three of their runs in the fifth. Three runs on two hits. Keys, the third baseman, in at third. Day takes. Called strike. Slider on the outside corner. It's one and one. Blue Jays leading 6-3. Bottom seven. Spikerman off first, and the 1-1 is swung on and missed. Day way out in front of a slide piece. It's 1-2. Day was Philadelphia's 10th round pick in this year's draft. Gazes out at Sanchez. The 1-2 toss. Low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Day out of Kansas State University. And he was drafted last year by the Phillies' division rival, the Atlanta Braves, in the 12th round. But Day said, you know what? I want to run this back at K-State. 2-2. He flies it into center. Mitchell moving back. Has room. He makes the catch. Spikerman back to first, and Day's allowed out number one in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Starlin Caba. Caba in the top spot with an RBI his last time. And a fielder's choice in the fifth, also singled in the first. First pitch hit him. Fastball grazed him on the elbow, and that puts two on with one out for Dante Norrie. So J.J. Sanchez in a jam as righty begins the toss in the Blue Jays bullpen. Tying run at the plate in the form of Norrie. He's gotten off to a slow start in his time as a pro. This is just his fifth game, but including tonight, where he has reached twice. Norrie is 4-for-17. Brock Tibbetts, the catcher, out to talk things over with Sanchez very briefly as Norrie steps into the box. Runners on first and second. First pitch. Misses low and away. It's knocked down by Tibbetts. 1-0. Norrie in a closed stance. Sways the bat back and forth. The kick and the pitch. Breaking ball called strike on the outside edge. 1-1. Almost none of this crowd is left. It's kind of a weird look in the ballpark as Sanchez steps off. The seating bowl below us, the seats behind home plate and behind the dugouts, are relatively unpopulated. The ballpark is jumping down the left field line because they've got a tiki hut out there. Both runners go. Sanchez steps off, throws to second. Now the throw to third. They get Spikerman. He's out by a country mile. Caba remains at first base. He froze as soon as Sanchez stepped off. Spikerman thought he had Sanchez snoozing, and that was not the case. Out number two. That takes a lot of heat off Sanchez. Count is 1-1 on Norrie. There goes Caba now. Pitch misses outside. Throw down is offline. Good job by Namala to come off the bag and cut that ball off before it got into center. 6'3" Jays, bottom seven. Sanchez throws, and Nori takes upstairs. 3-1. Hitters count here. Sanchez with a breath. The set and the offer. Nori lays off a high slider. That's ball four. Second walk of the inning. Back to back from Sanchez. And on first and second for Devin Saltaban. And here comes Jose Mayorga. Blue Jays are going to go to the bullpen. Sanchez at 46 pitches. Issued three walks in his outing tonight with three strikeouts. He leaves with men on first and second. Blue Jays hanging on to a 6-3 advantage in the bottom of the seventh. New hurdler coming on. We'll have the details on him after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Well, the team that leads the league in walks did it twice here in this seventh inning against J.J. Sanchez, and that's enough to chase the Blue Jays lefty reliever. And that brings on Jandre Rojas, the right-hander. Rojas enters this appearance with some pretty good numbers here lately. Overall in the season, a 4.08 ERA in 35 and a third innings. 45 strikeouts in those 35 frames. He comes on here with the Blue Jays leading 6-3. Runners on first and second. Devin Saltaban coming to the plate. Rojas had an excellent outing last week. His last time, a three-inning save. Hitless, scoreless, with six strikeouts. His best outing of the year. Comes on in a jam. The first pitch to Devin Saltaban on the way. Misses inside, ball one. Saltaban drove in two runs his last time. Two RBI single in the fifth. Rojas sets near his back hip, kicks and deals, and Saltaban pops it up first base side. It floats into the seats. Rolls off the screen, actually. Protects some Blue Jays fans behind the first base dugout. Some Blue Jays fans in some Hawaiian shirts. There was also a Blue Jays fan sitting on the third base side behind Clearwater's dugout earlier in a big shirt that was essentially just the Canadian flag. White on the center with a big old maple leaf on his chest. He was really leaning into it. 1-1 to Saltaban. His hammered foul, third base side. It's 1-2. Saltaban, Phillies' number nine prospect. Native of Hawaii. High-low. Time called as ball boy sprints around the corner to pick up that foul ball in the left field corner. 1-2 on Saltaban. Rojas reads the sign. Comes set. Long pause. He deals. Saltaban grounds it down to third. Right at Keyes. He scoops it up and steps on the third base bag. And that ends the inning. Blue Jays get out of the jam unharmed. And we're through seven. Blue Jays on top, 6-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Another night, another close one for the Jays as they hold a 6-3 lead over Clearwater, top of the eighth inning. And the Threshers go back to the bullpen. Tegan Kane, side-arming righty, is into the ballgame for just his second appearance as a professional. Kane has thrown one inning. He didn't allow a hit or a run or a walk. Struck out one. So far, so good. For the 13th rounder for the Phillies last month. Kane will face Tibbetts, Aponte, and Mitchell. That's 8-9-1 in the Blue Jays lineup. DJs have racked up 6 runs on 11 hits tonight. Tibbetts himself has been especially productive. He's reached 3 times, 2 singles and a walk. Righty on righty here. Kane from the wind, first pitch. Tibbetts takes a fastball, called strike at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Fastball at 95. That is nasty from that sidearm angle. That is tough on righties. 0-1. Kane slings and misses up and away. 1-1. First game of 6 here this week. Conclusion of the season series between these clubs. 1-1. Tibbetts watches a slider up. 2-1. That is the regular season series. Concludes here this week between these teams. The Blue Jays do fight back and make the playoffs. They'll play Clearwater. 2-1. Tibbetts sprays it foul back into the net. 2-2. Obviously, those chances at the playoffs for the Jays are somewhat of an outside shot. 7 games back with 18 left. No head-to-head games with Fort Myers left, but there is a chance. You never know. Crazier things have happened, and this is single A, and wacky stuff happens down here all the time. 2-2. Tibbetts pops it up. Shallow right center. Saltaban ranges out. The second baseman makes the catch. So Tibbetts is out for the first time tonight. He's out number 1 in the 8th. Juan Helaponte digs in. He's reached his last 2 times. RBI double in the 4th, a walk in the 6th. Contributing to the Blue Jays' 6-3 advantage in the 8th. Righty on righty, first pitch. A slider paints the outside edge, 0-1. Kane not all that big. 6 foot, 200 pounds. He deals. And Aponte lays off a curveball. Sounds like we might have some call and response chant action going on. Youngster starting, let's go Blue Jays chant. 1-1. Outside, two balls, one strike. No, it's a strike. Home plate umpire Josh Runge says, surprise, again, that's a strike. 1-2. Aponte steps out of the box. Listen to this crowd. Really some back and forth. The 1-2. Curveball up and outside, taken for ball two. That's the Blue Jays fans who have the bragging rights right now. Jays lead 6-3 in the eighth. 2-2 on the way. Aponte watches a fastball, miss a hair outside, runs it full, 3-2. Aponte in a slightly open stance, gazes out at Kane. He throws, swing and a miss, strike three. High fastball at 96, sets down Aponte. Two up, two down in the eighth for the Jays, and here's Nick Mitchell. So it's a left-handed batter. Right-handed thrower. First pitch. It is a called strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Mitchell reached his first two times. He's been set down his last two. Single in the first, triple in the third. 0-1. In there for a called strike right on the inside edge. It's 0-2. Kane on the first base side of the rubber. Has the sign. The twist and toss. Mitchell taps it to the second baseman, Saltabon. He scoops it up, throws to first in time. And the Blue Jays go down in order. 1-2-3 in the top of the eighth. Their lead remains 6-3 as we go to the home half on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays 6, Clearwater 3, bottom 8. Down to Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater. Glad you're with us on your Tuesday night. Chandre Rojas back out. He'll face Eduardo Tait to start the inning. Thresher's 17-year-old cleanup man. How often can you say that? First pitch. Downstairs, ball 1. Tait, 0-3. He showed his age a little bit tonight. Chased a fair amount of pitches. He struck out twice. 1-0 is popped up left field side and fades into the seats. One ball, one strike. To give you an idea of just how rare it is to have a 17-year-old at this level, the Phillies looked into it to see when the last time they had a 17-year-old in single A was. 1-1. Called strike. Change up, center cut. It's 1-2. They haven't had a 17-year-old playing single A or higher since 2013. 1-2. Misses in. Two balls, two strikes. An outfielder by the name of Carlos Tokey played with Philadelphia's single-A club, which was Lakewood, and that's now Jersey Shore, in 2013. It just does not happen much. Sure, you see a handful of 18-year-olds, but it's so rare to see somebody just 17. The 2-2. Line drive into right, and it falls. Base hit for Eduardo Tait. Starts the bottom of the eighth. Here's T.J. Walton. Walton's had a tough night at the office. Three strikeouts, two swinging, one looking. Blue Jays on top of Clearwater, 6-3, bottom eight. Righty on righty, and the first pitch. Swinging a foul back, and there goes the bat careening into the screen above the third base dugout. Oh, my goodness. One of the coaches is on the very top step. Chris Heinz had to duck out of the way. He just about had a cow. Oh. Rests his head on the dugout railing, shaking his head. I guess he's having a tough night at the office, too. Watching that swing from Walton. So it's 0-1. The pitch. Walton swings and foul tips it. Into Tibbetts' mitt. It's 0-2. TJ spelled T-J-A-Y-Y. So it's like T-J. 0-2. Cutter down. One ball, two strikes. TJ, not so much. TJ. If that makes sense. Rojas fires. And Walton got hit with a pitch on the wrist. And he is in some pain. Stumbles out of the right side. He reaches. So all of a sudden, the Threshers are going to bring the tying run to the plate again. No outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Carson DeMartini strides in. DeMartini, a left-handed batter, 0-for-2 with a walk. Two fly ball outs his last two times. Blue Jays hanging on to a 6-3 advantage. Bottom of the eighth. First pitch, DeMartini is flared foul into the seats, third base side. And bounces past a fan with a glove who just decided not to give chase, I guess. Looks like that fan has a Cubs hat on. You see a little bit of everything here. 0-1. Bouncing ball down to first, right at Duran. He gathers, flips to the pitcher Rojas, who covers first in time. A much needed out number one, but that's as good as a bunt. Tait to third, Walton up to second. And Hediger climbs in. Hediger, a switch hitter, batting from the left side against the righty Rojas. Got some decent pop, 5 homers on the year in 57 games. Time called, Rojas steps off the rubber, kind of stretches out. Manny Beltre, Blue Jays second baseman, in to check on Rojas. And now we're ready for action. Blue Jays lead 6-3. Runners on second and third. With one out for Hediger. First pitch. He takes outside. Ball one. Hediger, an Oregon commit at one point at a high school in California. Signed out of that after being drafted in the 11th round. Blue Jays shift to the right for him. 1-0. It's a called strike on a cutter. One ball, one strike. Rojas with a bright teal glove. It's hard to miss. You can tell whenever he's warming up out in the bullpen. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Nasty changeup. Hediger comes up empty. Rojas out in front, 1-2. Hediger walked and scored in the fifth. Other than that, he's 0-2. Another big spot in this game. A single, just a single, could make it a one-run game. The 1-2 from Rojas. Tapper towards the middle. Long run for the second baseman, Beltre. He slides, comes up with it, and has no play. Tyeet scores from third base. Walton moves to third. That's a single. Drives in one. Trims the Blue Jays lead down to two. It's 6-4 in the eighth. So here's John Spykerman. This feels like one of those ball games that is going to come right down to it. Spykerman into the left side, singled his last time. First pitch, fastball zips in for a called strike. Bottom of the zone, 0-1. Spykerman has reached his last two times. Single in the seventh, walk in the fifth. Duran holding Hediger at first. Rojas sets and goes. Spykerman takes up and away. Ball, one strike. Spykerman, the Oklahoma product. Third-round draft pick, 1-1. He jumps out of the way of a fastball that misses in. Two balls and a strike. Spykerman hit .368. 42 games this spring with OU. 2-1. It's hammered, well, foul. Deep down the right field side. Two balls, two strikes. One out, two on. Walton on third base. Caden Hediger over at first. The game's tying run. Blue Jays with some light stirring out in the pen now. Rojas throws. Pitch is tapped foul behind home plate. We'll do it again. Almost 70% of the Blue Jays games this season have been decided by three runs or fewer. Their lead is two here tonight. 2-2 again. Outside, runs it full, 3-2. Five of the Blue Jays games last week were decided by three or less. Time called now, and a matter of concern as Luke Green, the trainer, comes out of the first base dugout with Corey Reardon and Jose Mayorga, pitching coach and the Jays manager. Rojas in some kind of discomfort. Things looked a little off when he stepped off the rubber before the AB against Hediger and kind of stretched out. And now the Blue Jays are going to call the bullpen. And Rojas is going to leave the game with the trainer. Well, things have taken a bit of a turn now. Blue Jays are going to have to go to somebody cold out of the bullpen. That's Julio Ortiz, at least it looks like. So he's going to hustle in from the Blue Jays bullpen, and he's going to get as much time as he needs to warm up. He was already warming, but because this is an injury to Rojas, Ortiz will get some extra time. So that gives us a moment to look at the out-of-town scoreboard and then eventually step aside for a break. But let's look around the Florida State League tonight, starting with Jupiter and Daytona over in Jupiter. And Daytona is laying the hammer. Tortuga's 12. Hammerheads 1. Top of the ninth over in Tampa. We mentioned that the Tarpons had the lead, but that is not the case anymore. Fort Myers 7 and the Tarpons 5 in the top of the ninth at George Steinbrenner Field. Final score from St. Lucie, it's Palm Beach 5 and the Mets 3. And they've gone final over in Lakeland. It's the Flying Tigers 10 and the Marauders 3. So second place Lakeland wins, first place Fort Myers leading. And with the Blue Jays also in the lead here in Clearwater, 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Julio Ortiz is indeed the new pitcher. Ortiz, the big, hard-throwing righty, comes on with men on the corners, one out, in the middle of a full count against Spikerman. So a mid-count pitching change. Not something you see every day, but gotta do what you gotta do. We'll step aside for a quick break and come back with the numbers on Ortiz after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12. All right, here we go. Julio Ortiz thrust into the ball game in a full count with John Spikerman at the plate. Runners on the corners with one out and a run in for Clearwater. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Blue Jays lead 6-4. Ortiz deals his first pitch to Spikerman. It's the payoff pitch. It swung on and fouled back, out of play. We'll have a do-over. Ortiz, the hard-throwing righty with a fastball that can reach up to 99. An ERA of 5.06 in 10 and two-thirds innings. So that's 6 earned runs. He opened his time with the Jays with 5 1/3 shutout innings. Another 3-2 to Spikerman. Here it is. It's a called strike 3. Fastball pumped in there at the bottom of the zone. Out number 2 in the bottom of the eighth. Here's Brady Day. T.J. Walton on third base. Hediger over at first. Day 1-for-3. Singled and scored in the fifth. Left-handed batter. Right-handed tosser. First pitch on the way. It's up and outside. Ball 1. Ortiz's last outing, a 2 2/3 innings length save at Bradenton. Struck out 4, didn't walk anybody. The set in the 1-0. Skips out in front of the plate, knocked down by Tibbetts, and that keeps both runners in place. Wow, that was a tough block. A changeup got spiked way out in front of the plate. Caught Tibbetts kind of up near his neck, maybe on his shoulder. It didn't sound like straight chest protector there, but that's the life of the catcher. Knocking down weird bounces in weird places. It's 2-0 on Day. The pitch. Fastball off the outside corner. Ball 3, 3-0. Ortiz reads the sign from Tibbetts. Kicks and delivers. And pours in a fastball on the outside half of the plate. Called strike, and it's 3-1. Hitters count for Day here. Who had 3 hits on Sunday. Blue Jays hanging on to a 6-4 lead. Bottom 8. The 3-1 pitch. In there for a called strike 2. Runs it full. That fastball at 95. Biggest pitch of the ball game so far for the Blue Jays here. Walton on third, Hediger on first. Hediger's the tying run. The payoff pitch today. Swing and a miss. Oh, no, it's a foul tip. They just got a piece of it, and that keeps him alive. Hediger got a head start. Trots on back to first. Ortiz at 6'3", long-haired righty, sets the belt, brings it up to the chest. The next payoff pitch, fouled off again. Battle continues. Now what a whirlwind this must be for Ortiz. Rojas gets in a little trouble. Blue Jays bullpen gets called. Hey, Julio, start warming up. He throws about 2 warm-up tosses, and then, hey, Julio, you're coming in. His next 3-2 is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Cutter got him. And the Threshers strand runners on the corners in the bottom of the 8th. They do score once, though, on an RBI single from Caden Hediger. Our new score, Blue Jays 6, Threshers 4. We go to the 9th on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Clearwater goes back to the bullpen for their 4th arm. out of there tonight. It's Titan Hayes, who is on to make his second appearance as a professional. Hayes, the hard-throwing, long-haired righty, will get 2-3-4 in the Blue Jays lineup. Hayes' first appearance was pretty darn good. One inning, no runs, no base runners. That's about all you can ask for, right? Hayes drafted at Austin Peay. Looks like your typical funky reliever. Long blonde hair down to his shoulders. Blue Jays lead 6-4 in the ninth. First pitch to Namala. Misses outside. Ball one. Namala with three hits on his line. RBI double in the first. RBI infield single in the third. And a single and a run scored in the seventh. 1-0. Fastball at 96, taken for a called strike. Just on the upper outside edge. Clipped to the zone. Scoreboard operators thought it was a ball. So they tossed a ball up on the board. We wish. 1-1 outside. Two balls, one strike. Namala continuing his strong second half. Say that five times fast. 2-1 offer. It's popped up behind home plate. And catcher Tait gives it a look and watches it drop right down above our booth. Dropped right down in front of us. Then bounced off the cement back up top. I didn't think it was possible to get a foul ball up here, but man, we were close. Wow. So it's 2-2 on Namala, the pitch. Tattooed, snared by the shortstop. Kaba, his throw to first is not made. A screamer to shortstop. It looked like Kaba had a chance to catch that ball on the fly, but he didn't, and it's the fourth hit of the ball game for Arjun Namala. At least it should be. We'll wait on the official scoring decision as Aaron Parker comes to the plate. Blue Jays on the hunt for insurance. That is indeed a single. First pitch to Parker. Fastball zips outside. Ball one. Four hits for Namala. Three of them singles, plus that RBI double. A night to remember for Arjun. 1-0 toss. Parker takes fastball at the bottom of the zone. Called strike. First four-hit game by a Jay in some time. 1-1. Parker takes a fastball, called strike at the bottom of the zone. And now it's 1-2. Just the fifth game this season where a Blue Jay has had four hits or more. The 1-2. Is popped to Kaba. The shortstop shovels to second for one. Soltaban turns to first. That's two. Taylor made 6-4-3 twin killing. Namala's single is erased. And there's two down for Sean Keyes. Keyes 0-4 in the cleanup spot. Struck out in the first. Lined out in the third, flied out in the fifth, and grounded out in the seventh. First pitch to the lefty is cracked deep to left. Walton gliding back. He jumps on the track and makes the catch. Crashes up against the wall, and that ends the inning. And all Sean Keyes can do is tip his helmet as he heads back to the first base dugout. He gave it a ride, but that ends the inning. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's the last chance for the Threshers tonight. Blue Jays hanging on to a 6-4 lead on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. All right, everybody take a deep breath and strap in. Bottom of the ninth inning in Clearwater, Blue Jays 6, Threshers 4. Julio Ortiz back out to try and nail it down for the Jays. He'll face the top of the lineup, starting with Starlin Caba. The first pitch misses outside on a fastball. It's 1-0. Threshers have been pesky all night, but the Blue Jays have held the lead since the first inning. 1-0. Misses inside. Caba jumps out of the way. Two balls, no strikes. Everybody on the top step of the Threshers dugout already making plenty of noise. This big Tuesday night crowd is stuck around. 2-0 to Caba. That's in there for a strike. Fastball at 95. 2-1. Caba singled in the first, drove in a run on a fielder's choice in the fifth, and walked in the seventh. The set and the pitch. Caba swings and foul tips it. In and out of Tibbetts' mitt. Two balls, two strikes. Ortiz was pushed into the ball game as Jandre Rojas had to leave with an injury midway through last inning. Ortiz came on in a full count and got a strikeout. Here's the 2-2 to Caba. It's popped up. Left side of the infield. Namala's under it. He makes the catch. Out number one. Base is empty for Dante Norrie.
Center fielder, Dante Norrie.
DJ's 6. Threshers 4. Bottom 9. First out, especially when you're on the road, so key in a save spot. First pitch to Norrie. Fastball high. It's 1-0. Ortiz is the type of pitcher when the command is on, there are few better out of the Blue Jays bullpen. It all comes down to that command, though. 1-0. Fastball, bottom of the zone, called strike. It's 1-1. And we've also seen what can happen when Ortiz's command is off. A 10th inning meltdown a few weeks back against Palm Beach. 1-1 popped up out of play, third base side. Now it's 1-2. Norrie has reached thrice tonight. Easy to see why the Phillies picked him in the first round. Good ABs, just in his short time as a pro. The 1-2 toss. Fastball misses a hair outside. Boy, was that pitch close. So it's 2-2. Norrie bounces the bat up and down over his shoulder. Waits on the pitch. Check swing on a cutter in the dirt. He went strike three. Two up, two down in the bottom of the ninth for Ortiz. And the Threshers are down to their final out. Comes down to Devin Saltabon. It's a two-run lead for the Jays. Bottom nine. 6-4. Soltobad steps in, 1-4-4. Two RBI single in the fifth. First pitch. He takes a strike. 0-1. These two teams back at it tomorrow night. Same time, same place. Hope he can join us. The pitch. Soltobad takes a fastball on the outside edge. Called strike two. Quickly 0-2. Ortiz takes a big, deep breath. Climbs on the center of the rubber. Has the sign. Sets and fires. Soltobad crushes it. High in the air to center. The ballpark is going to hold it. Mitchell is there. Makes the catch. Ball game over. Blue Jays win. Blue Jays come into Clearwater and take the opener from the Threshers. They set the tone early with two first inning runs and they never look back. Clearwater got themselves back into the ballgame with three runs in the fifth. The Blue Jays responded with insurance, two runs in the seventh, and Dunedin improves to 8-5 in the season series with their arch rival. We'll step aside for a break and come back with the final totals after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside BayCare Ballpark to put the finishing touches on a series opening win for the Jays. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. They score 6 runs on 12 hits. No errors, and they leave 7. For the Threshers, they score 4 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and leave 8. The winning pitcher is J.J. Sanchez, who was the first man out of the bullpen for the Jays. Went 2 1/3 innings, allowed 3 hits and 1 earned run, walked 2 and struck out 3. With the win, Sanchez improves to 6-4. The losing pitcher is Juan Amarante, the starter for the Threshers, who went 5 innings, but the Blue Jays knocked him around, especially early. He allowed 8 hits, 4 earned runs, didn't walk anybody, and struck out 4. The save goes to Julio Ortiz. It's his third in an inning and 2/3. He didn't allow a hit or a walk. He was excellent. Coming into the ballgame on short notice, as Rojas had to come out with an injury, Ortiz didn't blink. Comes up with a save for the Jays. This ballgame was played in front of a crowd of 2,767 in 2 hours and 53 minutes at BayCare Ballpark. With the victory, the Blue Jays are 24-23 in the second half. They improved to 58-55 on the season, while the Threshers dropped to just one game over 500 at 57-56. And they're 14-33 in the second half of the year. So that's all the details from this ball game. Blue Jays took the lead and never looked back. It got close after that three-run fifth for Clearwater, but the Blue Jays got insurance in the seventh. And even as Clearwater scored again in the eighth, Blue Jays buckled down to nail down a series opening win. So let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League tonight. We mentioned some final scores. One more score has gone final. Daytona wraps up a win over Jupiter 12-1. And Fort Myers hangs on for the win against Tampa 7-6. So Tampa threatens. However, they can't come all the way back after trailing by two late. So Fort Myers takes that series opener, which means the Blue Jays remain seven games out of first place with now just 17 games remaining in the regular season. We mentioned the other final scores, but we'll go through them again. Lakeland 10, Bradenton 3, Palm Beach 5, St. Lucie 3. That's the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays organization today? Starting with some final scores in the books, New Hampshire and Hartford played a doubleheader today, making up for an earlier rainout. The first one was somewhat low scoring, 5-1, a final score, a victory for the Fisher Cats. And in game two, it was anything but. New Hampshire 12, Hartford 11. So a doubleheader sweep for the Fisher Cats. AAA Buffalo hosting Omaha this week, and they fell in game one, 7-3, earlier today in Western New York. And then Vancouver plays later on tonight at the Nat Bailey Stadium in Vancouver, 10:05 Eastern Time first pitch, hosting Everett. As for the big league club, they've just gone final, and the Blue Jays take down Cincinnati 10-3 at the Rogers Center. So a good night all around, at least so far. A doubleheader sweep for AA New Hampshire. Buffalo loses. And still baseball to be played for the C's. Looking ahead to tomorrow's matchup between these two clubs, we'll get started at 6:30, same time, same place. 6:15, Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. We hope you can join us then. The pitching matchup set for tomorrow, it'll be Christopher Castro for the Jays, the lefty, opposed by Enrique Segura. Segura, the righty, for the Threshers. Segura against Castro. Jays against Clearwater, game two of this six-game series at 6:30. That about does it for our coverage on this Tuesday night, Baycare Ballpark. For everybody back at TD Ballpark, just a short drive away, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Tuesday night, and we hope you can join us again tomorrow. One more time, the final score. It's the Blue Jays, 6, and the Threshers, 4. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.